for it. And apples and pears. And an appreciable percentage of grapevine production in varieties that would do over this area. Well, it wasn't much as a berry crop back in the berry area in that time. That was, they were using, a selected strain of a native berry. It was very small, had heavy production, but it took umpteen jillion of them to make a lug of berries. They were too tiny.
What kind of berries were they?
They were a native stock. We have
blackberries.
We have probably about 15 different varieties of the blackberry and dewberry that grow right in this area.
Mm-hmm. And
there's three or four of them that are extremely small and hard and bitter. The rest of them are various degrees. The dewberry is the top quality, but the production on all of those varieties is extremely low, and it's a forest type of berry. It grows in semi-shade. You won't find them in open fields. They'll be along the hedgerows or in the edge of the wooded areas.
When they're domesticated, they grow in sun,
nothing? No, that hybrids of those things crossed with the blackberry, and to some extent a ring in on the raspberry angle, a three-way cross that came up with a thing like the young berry and the boysenberry. Now that evolved from the dewberry group.
When did roses become big around here?
Roses started production of roses here along about 1890. Mm-hmm. And it didn't get to be a very large industry until it started during World War I, about 1912, 1914, along that area was when they started building up on rose production and sliding back on peach production and pears and the things that went along with it. Back in those days, there wasn't a spray program. There was no disease control. When you get a buildup in a population of anything, people or plants or animals, you automatically get a buildup of the diseases. You take 1 million people and put them all in one pile and half of them die the first year. You take a couple, stick them out in the middle of the desert, and they'll live forever and never catch anything except hell from one another.
How big an industry is a nursery business?
Say it's about a $16 million volume.
What's the biggest industry here?
Well, I'd say probably the heaviest industry locally, that is in the Tyler immediate area, would be the foundry business. Now that's the biggest dollar volume.
What do you mean?
Iron foundry. There's Tyler Pipe and also Western Foundry.
And is there a mine around here?
No, they use salvage iron, melted car engines, transmission.